Section 3. You will hear a student talking to her tutor about a presentation. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 23.
Excuse me, Dr. Owen,
Oh, hello, Karen.
Have you got a few moments?
Yeah, sure. How can I help you?
Well, I've had difficulty finding data on the original question, and I was wondering if I could change my paper to Investment in Knowledge, comparing some European countries with the United States, and then with others throughout the world, including the OECD average. I found lots of data by way of graphs, etc.
Where did you get the data from?
From various sources, books and journals.
How are you going to present the material?
I am going to use the electronic whiteboard as suggested and do a blend of graphs, pictures, text and podcasts to illustrate my presentation.
It sounds very impressive.
Yes, let's hope the whiteboard works. But I'm also going to have a PowerPoint presentation for a backup, just to cover myself.
A backup is a good idea, but it's a lot of work doing everything twice.
It is, but at least I'll have experience of both. Before we talk about how to use the data I've selected, could you give me the names of a few websites I should look at for more specific background material? When you type in anything to do with knowledge, there are millions of sites listed.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 24 to 30.
Let's see. Oh, I'll print you off this list. Oh, there we go.
Right. Do I really need to study everything on these?
No. I suggest there are 5 or 6 you can look at. The one you have to go through is the IT department section on the university site, which is www.kmul.org. It has articles by all of us in the department and has links to useful information, so I think it is essential to look at this.
OK, I've already been on it, but I'll take that one as a must-read.
And there's a site which is hosted by Pollock. It's investmentit.com. All you need to do is to skim the abstracts of the articles on the site. They'll give you a general idea about the effects of investment in knowledge.
Yes, that sounds good. It cuts out having to read everything. What about this one, knowledgejournal.com?
If I remember, it's not that useful. I would say that there are very few things that you need to read there. Then there's itknowledgereview.com. It's got loads of articles, but it's probably best just to read those that have come out in the last term or so.
Do you have to subscribe?
No, it's free from the university library. And another free journal online is itonline.com. I wouldn't say it's essential to read it, but it is beneficial. And so I think it is worth a look.
If you think it's useful, there is no harm in looking at it.
But nationalstatistics.com is worth looking at and trying out the links that it gives. I think these are probably enough to be getting on with.
I think so. There's another thing I want to ask about. How much material should I use in my presentation?
Avoid crowding the screen. If you have lots of information at one time, people will not be able to follow it and will just switch off.
That's worth remembering. I've been in lectures where there was too much detail on the screen and it was impossible to read quickly. But what about visuals? Do you think it's okay to mix visuals and text?
Visuals are very useful, but they must be relevant, or else people will get confused about what they mean and why they are there, and they won't pay attention to what you are saying. So be careful. From what I can see, you have the makings of a very good presentation.
Thank you.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now, turn to Section 4.